For more insights on the twists and turns, we look to this week's Inside Wisconsin Politics. In this excerpt, we hear from our own Zach Schultz and WPR's Sean Johnson.
Of the Democrats in the race right now, not including David Crowley, only Mandela Barnes defeats Tom Tiffany in a head-to-head matchup by a 44-40% split among registered voters. Tiffany leads Francesca Hong 43-40%. So a plus 4 for Mandela Barnes, minus 3 for Francesca Hong. Zach, I mean, I think it kind of begs the question, why did the establishment not rally around Mandela Barnes?
One of the distinctions is Barnes came in with the most name recognition of everyone due to his 2022 U.S. Senate run, his close loss to Ron Johnson. And it was always a question because he also had the highest negatives that came with that hangover from that election. And he started running this race as the front runner. He introduced himself as saying, I'm the one to take on Tom Tiffany. He did the thing where he ignores the rest of the field and kind of pretends they weren't there. And then partway through this election, I think he or his campaign realized, oh no, Francesca Hong is there. I do have to take her seriously. So he kind of had to shift his tone to talking about his competitors, where I think at first he was running the 2022 U.S. Senate primary, where all of his competitors dropped out at the end, and he basically had the field to himself. That didn't happen. So it is a question of, did the rest of the field say, you've had your chance and you couldn't make your case, now we're going to go with someone else? Or is it simply that they think Harrod's negatives are too high despite the head-to-head matchup looking good?
Why are so many people not sure about this, what we thought was going to be a very high-profile race for governor?
Because those 48% make up a lot of people who don't watch this podcast, so they are not as informed. There are a lot of people who don't pay attention to politics until the very end. I just got the first campaign flyer in my mailbox this morning. They're starting to come. Those people will follow along. Another thing that happens in primaries pretty regularly is people wait to see if there is a front runner. They don't like to waste their vote on someone who will not win, or they're going to say, well, I like this person, but they're in fourth place and they're not polling very high. Why would I throw it behind them? Who's my next favorite? Which is another good thing the Marquette poll does. They do. Who is your next favorite in line? Another thing to look at is Tom Tiffany's unopposed in Republican primary. There's still 30% undecided there.
Now, that's quite a finding.
They're going to vote for the Republican, but I think you can take that 30%, put it over and compare it to the 48% for the Democrats and go, okay, there's just a lot of people that either aren't tuned in yet or they're waiting to the last minute to figure out who is actually the front runner, who do I trust to be the candidate for my favorite party.